Are you seeing your prayers move mountains? Over the course of my life, God has been teaching me how to pray, what to pray, and some of the most crucial elements of prayer that have radically changed my life forever. This is Evangelist Caleb Wampler, and I've decided to put together this into a 7-day free devotional in the hopes that Christians worldwide will see the breakthroughs as I have. To download this free devotional, go to kingdomencounters.us/free. Again, kingdomencounters.us/free.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang. Today on the Strang Report podcast, I'm going to have a conversation with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger. Now his new book, Return of the Gods, is releasing the day after Labor Day, September 6th, 2022. I met with him recently in New Jersey, and we were having a conversation in a restaurant over a meal. And I said, hey, let's do a podcast. I'd done this before. In fact, the last time I visited him face-to-face, he talked a little bit about what was coming up in that podcast. And you know, over 50,000 people downloaded it, one of my biggest of the year. So this time we were talking. We kind of interrupted the conversation. I turned on my cell phone, believe it or not. So the audio is not fantastic, not like the studio. You may hear some dishes clanking in the background. It was a fairly large restaurant. But you know what? It's authentic. And one of the best podcasts are the ones that are just a conversation. And that's what we had. So what you're going to hear after the opening is my conversation with Jonathan Kahn. And then I will come back at the end and talk to you about how you can pre-order this very, very important new book, which he believes is his most explosive book ever.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Talking to Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, we're actually in a restaurant, so if you hear a little background noise, you'll understand. We've been having a conversation about his new book, Return of the Gods, which is set to release the day after Labor Day, September 6th. And I just thought it'd be nice to include my podcast listeners in our conversation. So we'll just kind of pick up and talk for a few minutes. We're not being too specific about the book because it's a mystery. We want you to get the book and find out. But my first question would be, why did you write this book, Return of the Gods?
Well, I always pray before to what is the next book? Lord, what do you want me to write? What's the message that has to get out? And this one was something I knew for a while, but I knew this was so explosive that I held off and until I really knew this was the time. This is an unveiling, a mystery, ancient mystery behind everything that's happening right now, everything that's transforming our culture, everything that's happening in the news, everything that's happening to our children, everything that's happening in the media. That is there a mystery behind it all that goes back to the tablets of ancient Mesopotamia? From, of course, the days of the Bible. The Bible explains all this, but is there a mystery that what we know as the gods and we think of as, okay, this is fiction, but what if there was actually reality to these beings that we call gods? What if there were spirits? The Bible actually says there are. And what if they returned, these ancient spirits, what if they returned to modern day, to our culture right now? And what if they are behind, if they are the invisible agents behind all these things that are happening, you know, the changing, the paganization of America, even coming persecution. And what if we could know who they were and what could we do about it? What do we need to know to stand? What do we need to know to prevail, you know, and to influence others who are caught up in this, how to be strong? And so this is a real stunning, I believe, mind-blowing revelation, but it's also so relevant because everyone is dealing with this thing right now, and most people don't realize what we're dealing with, what you're dealing with, but it is real, it is big, it is explosive, and we gotta and I'm asking you for your prayers to pray for God to use it powerfully. And also, we have no idea once this explodes onto the culture on September 6th, so just keep it in prayer as well. But it is Oh, I also know because what's happening in the culture is accelerating. I believe this is more needed than ever. I don't know if there's been a book like this or there's been an uncovering like this, but it is exactly addressing what is happening right now in the culture, and that is really accelerating to touch everything.
Well, Rabbi, I've read every one of your books, and I've read this book, and it is explosive, there's no question. And I'm always amazed when I read them about the revelation that you get, that you could tie 9/11 to an ancient scripture in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, about the walls falling. And we don't have time to go into all that, but that was, you know, the kind of the central thing where the Lord showed you one thing and something else. But I know that you want it more than just readers like me going, wow, why doesn't anybody else see this? But, you know, we think of paganism as something that's gone. We don't think about Zeus or, you know, it was almost like they were just superstitions or they were false, or we know that they're gods who couldn't see or hear. But yet your revelation is that there's spirits behind these gods. It doesn't matter if the same gods show up in different cultures under different names, and then they show up in Western culture kind of under the guise of secularism in a way, but it's anything but.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing is that, and it's all there in the Bible. You know, like once you see this, and we were sharing that I just started doing pre-interviews. They're not airing yet. But the first interview I did was a guy who was a major ministry and old friend, and he said to me, oh my God, he said, now everything makes sense. Everything. This explains everything. And the thing is, the Bible says that behind the gods were entities or principalities, entities. In Hebrew, the word is shedim. I won't go into what they are, but it says that in the Greek, the word is daimonia. And it says in both the Hebrew scriptures and in the New Testament that behind the gods are these beings or entities. Now, gods are the mask. You know, you can, and when the gospel came in the Roman Empire, it drove out the gods, you know, but it also drove out the spirits because behind the gods were spirits. It was really the greatest mass exorcism in human history. And what we are used to, you know, which is really an anomaly that the Western civilization, why it's so unique, it's the only civilization that has been exorcised. Everything else is pagan, and it was by the gospel.
Even today it's pagan, isn't it? In Africa and other parts of the world?
Yeah, well, there's still pagan. I mean, India, of course, is a repository of that. And the rule is paganism. The exception is the gospel. Of course, now this Western civilization has affected every other now. It's become, but it's only because of the gospel that's made it unique. It was exorcised. And so, but there's a warning, and this is one at the beginning of the Return of the Gods. Messiah gave a warning, which we say, okay, it's in a parable about a guy who's been possessed. You know, it says the spirit went forth, cast out, went to the wilderness, found no rest, said, I'm going home to my house, the guy. He goes back, finds it clean, in order, and undoubtedly empty. He says, you know what? Let me bring my friends, seven other spirits. And so he's repossessed. The spirits repossess the house, and worse than before. And people think, okay, that's talking about possession. Well, you know, there is a principle that if you turn, you know God, and then you turn back, it's, you know. But that's not what he's talking about. He says, so it shall be with this generation. He's talking about a whole mass generation. And one of the things I bring up is that possession is not just for individuals. It can be possession of a culture, of a civilization. And it was possessed back then without the gospel. So what the warning is that in the biggest picture, if our civilization was exorcised, if we ever turn away from the gospel, from God, from Jesus, from the ways of God, from the word of God, all the thing, the spirit, all the things that exorcise this culture, then the house will be empty. If the house is empty, it's not going to stay empty. The spirits are coming in. What it means is the gods or the spirits are going to return. The ancient gods or the ancient spirits who had these masks are going to return. Yes, as you said, with new masks. But it's the same spirit. We can identify. What if we could identify them? You know, what if we can know and we can see, whoa, they did this. And it's not like the harbinger. It's not just some general thing saying, you know, I feel this spirit. It's exact. I mean, there are exact dates that have to do with your ancient gods, ancient Babylonian calendar. That it even has determined the Supreme Court, decisions of the Supreme Court. You know, the manifestations of the god have taken place in New York City and actually changed our culture. It's gigantic. It is gigantic. And so the point is, if we know this now, we can, number one, we can be not woken. We can be waking up. We can be awake to these things. Number one, to realize what you're dealing with, realize it, stand, you know, rise, just like the people in the Bible, Elijah, you know, Paul, you know, they stood against the spirits of the age, but we have to know what they are and to stand against and also to save other people out. This is to, the return of the gods is not just a revealing, it's an arming. It's to arm believers, and they're dealing with people, they're dealing maybe with their children, dealing with people who are swept up in this, to realize what you're dealing with. And it's also like an antidote for the power of God. The power of God is greater, you know. But it, so I believe it is, just as I was writing this, I'm seeing like every day there's more news about what's this transformation. It's just, it's accelerating. This is an answer to all that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed my conversation. It was unscripted and rehearsed. And I think you got his heart, even though he wasn't real specific about the mystery. I've read the book. It is outstanding. And it is one of the most explosive. But you know, it explains a lot of things of what's going on. We're getting a lot of attention. Some media is starting to happen before the release of the book. There'll be a lot of media, of course, after the book comes out. But you know, you can go ahead and pre-order it now. You need to pre-order it on Amazon.com because they report for all the bestseller lists. Now, it's very likely he's going to hit the bestseller list because every one of his books has. He's very popular. But, you know, it'll start out at a higher level, and also it'll help get the momentum going. I'm believing that this is going to be one of his best-selling books ever because it is so important, and he has insight that I believe is from God himself that shows us in a spiritual realm what is really happening. You know, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The people who are against Christianity, who are against the church, who are starting to take away our rights, that are starting to cancel us. That's why I wrote the book, God and Cancel Culture. They're not our enemies. It's the principalities and powers that are behind them. And there are some big principalities and powers that Jonathan Cahn explains. So you can go to Amazon.com. Most of us have an account there. You order it. They don't charge you until they send out the book, and they'll literally send out the book on Tuesday, September 6th, the day after Labor Day. That's when the book will release. I've pre-ordered books myself. In fact, I've pre-ordered this book, partly because I like to see how it goes through the system. And, of course, I always like to have an extra copy. This is a book you not only want to read, but you want to share it with others. Again, the name of the book is The Return of the Gods. It's a mystery that helps explain things. It's by Rabbi Jonathan Cahn, who is the author of The Harbinger, of The Mystery of the Shemitah, of The Book of Mysteries, The Oracle, The Paradigm, and Harbinger 2. Each of them a major bestseller, each of them life-changing in their own way. In fact, I asked Rabbi Cahn how he gets this revelation. I've never ceased to be amazed at what God shows him. And you can get the book yourself the day it comes out if you pre-order it. Or you can go to a bookstore. All the big booksellers are carrying his book, and most of them do not carry very many religious and especially Christian books, but they carry his book because it's so important. So help us get the word out. Help yourself to have a blessing to understand. It's a blessing when you understand in a spiritual sense and can see what God is doing, see what God is up to, see what the enemy is up to, and understand it in a way that only Rabbi Jonathan Cahn can explain. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Help me out by sharing this podcast. I think that's what happened before. People liked it and just shared it. Go on iTunes or Spotify or the other platforms and like the podcast, subscribe to it, that helps us. And then tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report. It's the podcast about spirit-led living. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.